You're on mute.
Good point, Doctor. Okay,
Okay.
so I'm just going to read a few pieces here that have to do with Chazara, with the godless of Chazara. And I have my friend Shia here who's pounding Chazara these days. And let's just read what he says. Shalumimenu. They asked Reb Chaim, to say some Lashon. Im lach zar seder moyed. His Talmidim said, we know moyed very well. Oilum ad hala seder nashim. Or the time to start chazaring, to start going back to nashim. But Amar to yoyse lach zar seder moyed. Chazar moyed. Shiyah baki b'seder moyed. It's good to be a baki in one seder. We said similar to this before. V'yemelech al seder echad. I love that lashon. Yemelech al seder echad, and it means a seder is a davar shalom. The more of a davar shalom you have, the better. Yemelech al seder echad. Melech means it's like you. We learned last time. It's like Yerusha to him. He mamish owns it. Then how do you do it? Lachzer harosh hitev b'masun. Chazer over with the rosh. Upam asiri yelok yepam rishon. The tenth time should be as exciting to you as the first. Then you move into Shulchan Aruch. Ula'ayin bebir agra. Be'in uva'avona omo kaseichel. And get everything the Gra is saying. So the Seder Alimut should be, keep chazan Gemara Rashi, Gemara Rashi, Gemara Rashi. Once you have the Gemara's good, go into the Rosh. Chazan the Rosh. The whole Masech 10 times with the Rosh. Get a klar. Then you get into Shulchan Aruch with the Gra. That's it. You don't need anything else. Azoi zakt Reb Chaim Elashon. Now, what's the pshat in that? My Rebbeim used to say the same thing. After you finish the sugya, go learn. Go learn the Shulchan Aruch with the Bir Agra, and then you'll test yourself if you know the sugya or not. Like right now, first Seder, we're in the middle of a very, very, very long Gra. And it's not easy. You think you know the sugya, and he's like, you know, in the few short words that he has there, he's, you know, twisting apart everything. So, but this is the Seder Alimut that was suggested. And it's a way to be kind of Allah. No, nicely, yeshivas nowadays don't learn like this, I'd say the least. No, there's not one thing about this that has anything in common with what we do today. I don't think you could pinpoint a single part of it. But as Rabbi Lapiansky said, he said, you know, people know the Oyel Yeshivas, the Minhag Yeshivas. He said, calm down. I'm saying Minhag Yeshivas is what from 40 years ago. I'm saying, he said, what's the first yeshiva? What's the Aviyah Vais Yeshiva? Volozhin. He says, I guarantee you, not a single person in this room with Volozhin will be open today. You send your kid there. You know, but Lamaisa, this is what they said. They bring down here a whole bunch of Geshmak HaMaisim about Chazara and being a slave, and Shemati from the Sefer Menucha Kedusha. This is my favorite, my latest, by the way, the Sefer Menucha Kedusha. You gotta pick this up. Menucha Kedusha is another one of the Talmidei Agra, and he has fascinating stuff. Everything there from the Gra, 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 Gra. He says there, Shemati Bedikas Hachosed Agra. How do you test people? Shay Mitzava Love Lachzar Alinian Echad Harbi Pamim, Chomash Aymar Bachazar Isam Zgabers, Chemdos Yoser Yoser Lachzar Blefsik, or Zemotzachin Beina of his Slavel Etzoy. He said, look, if you chazen, you take my advice, and the little learning gets more geschmack for you, then you're right to be my Talmud. If you just get bored from Chazara, then I don't want you. You're my Talmud if you can chazen. And every time you're getting more excited and more teeth and more into it, then you're Roy to be my Talmud. That's what he brings down from the Gra. He brings down here from Yosef Zundum Salam. Near Elisha, Yosef Tov Lassayim, Kola Yeredea, the Dai Lachzer Bishas Alim and Eser Palmi. The Chazar Meruba Pamachas of Pamayim, Mival Balin Hamud, Imloya Bakesha Kol Kakara, Rak Yala Bakhod Kavua. Basically, you have to have Cheshek in your Chazar, otherwise, it messes you up. I think we're saying learn the whole, listen, don't go by, just stick with, learn the whole Yod 10 times. I think we'd be pretty satisfied with that. Anyway, so this is the Ershta Zach. Okay, so I think we already see from here, Rabbi Sol Salanta brings down from his Rebbe. Who is Rabbi Sol Salanta Rebbe? Rabbi Yosef Zundel Misalant. Rabbi Yosef Zundel Misalant. What? Rabbi Yosef Zundel Misalant. That's much newer safer, I think. Yeah. Yeah, it's much newer. Rabbi Yosef Zundel Misalant was a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner. So he writes there the same thing. He said that on top of everything, what was the greatest ion is Biragra. That's what Yisrael Salanta wrote about his rabbi. So this is the Mahalach in that base medrash. You learn, you get some clarity, everything comes from the Gemara, like we said before, at different times. Another Indian Chazara. Limud b'chazaras mishnayas segula lahasmoda ulahavin apshat. So he said, learning mishnayas, if you learn them well, is a segula for hasmoda. Lilmoid, get this. Yud ches prokim choyim. 18 prokim mishnayas a day. 18 mishnayas prokim a day. No joke. So I think you finish Yishas and Mensha every year that way.
I should hope so.
I think that's what that is. Belachzer beza gimel pamim liyoyim. Ach yurgal balpeh. Now, doesn't that take all day? I mean, 18 prokim on Mishnais?
Three times.
Yeah. Vashem mishim balakana tamud v'yadav v'toyli es bokim masachtas achas heitav meharbos balakakon. So I think we're starting to see the Tzad HaShava, everybody's side. You got to know what you're talking about. I think that pretty much wraps it up for today.
Could have just said that.
Right. Now, what's the school for Hasmada? What does that mean? So, because Every mission is a separate halacha, right? So you could always focus on one thing. It's just l'chora, you don't have to get complicated. And every single thing, it's a good eitzel, my thing. But I don't think people are so into it.
They're
not
Mishnayim,
make a push for it. What?
Make a push for Mishnayim or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they have that same thing,
Mishnayim. Right. So, yesh l'tzayin, that the pas ha-shulchan, said over that the Gruch Chazad, the entire Shas Bavli once a month. Meir ani shamayim v'aretz, ki shamati mipi b'noi shal Rameir Reusner, shaloma b'veis ha-medr shal ha-gro, v'darko b'kodesh lo'ud kol ha-shas, midi chodesh b'chodshoy. Then he said, all this time we had to finish one mesechta a month. Over Rosh Chodesh, higid lefneim hadron minigla v'nister.
Who's that?
Not sure. But basically, it brings down here that the 18 prokim of Mishnayis is al pi da Arizal. Shir Mishnayis koydim l'chodavar v'ashim mishizorich l'hashem l'chol chodesh. Oh, it's once a month. 18 prokim is once a month. What?
What was
b'chol yom? To learn 18 prokim mishnayos a day is Brahman the Zohar. It's in Arizal. It's once a month. Neged yurches olamim shu soid yisoid ha'olam l'chein utikun gam kin toiv l'pagam avris shu soid yisoid losu l'achnei yitzahar shebekir boi v'gam sku losu l'hamshich l'am neshama kedoshah neshama oisiyas mishnah. So when the Gra here says, school of last mother. It doesn't just mean Yeah, because it's good to know Mishnayos. Then it's Matari Mishnah, the person.
18 Prakim a month or
18 Prakim a day, you finish Shisha Seder Mishnah once a month.
Oh, you said that. Okay, okay.
That's
a year between it's a lot.
And the Korban Nisano brings down that if your minig is to do 18 Prakim Mishnayos a day, it means it's an old minig. It wasn't like that you're allowed to learn it when you sing Shiva also. You know, I'm clear to Mavata on that. And he said he himself did that. Yeah. And by the way, Biyamenu, Bizmanenu, the stipler did this, I believe. Whenever he would walk into the stipler, he was learning Mishnayos. I believe the stipler did this. Orchus Rabbeinu, oh, Shabbi Yaakov Kanyaski Nag Oid Mishachar Yamov. Lumo Yirchas Parkim Mishnayos B'chol Yom.
I guess at that point you just dominate.
Eventually you know it, I'm saying, but Re'isi Anshe Maisa Loim De B'chol Yom B'shas Achila Tisha Prakim. Breakfast 9, lunch 9, done. Either you got a good breakfast or you really know this Mishnah is sincere. Okay, everybody, sorry. This is a good Moshe Seder. We're your Moshe Seder.
Shkayach.
Shkayach, shkayach. Well done.